Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.
I'm chatting with Chama Mirlandu, Head Youth and Mass Market Segments at Standard Bank. Chama, I appreciate the time today. The Standard Bank Youth Barometer published earlier this morning. Tell us a bit about the survey before we dive into some of the details.
Thank you so much. So we published, as you rightly said, we published the barometer this morning. And what the barometer actually shows us is more around looking at the spend as well as a behavior of our customer based on the actual data that we're seeing in Standard Bank. So this is basically looking at the data of youth under the age of 35 or who are banking with us, and also looking at the Liberty data as well. So what we're seeing there is, as an example, that we are highlighting in terms of real financial experiences, and we're actually getting to unpack a view in terms of how are they, the youth, behaving within, and the kind of your spending behaviors, how are they buying assets as well as insurance and long-term savings.
Okay, and I like this. This is hard data, because people can, we can fudge things when we're talking money, but we can't fudge it if it's on our bank statements. One of the findings is the spending between essentials rather than discretionary. I would imagine it skews, particularly in youth who perhaps are, you know, they're in the early parts of their career, probably skewing more towards the spending on essentials. Is that a fair reflection?
100%. So what we're seeing is that the youth between the ages of 18 and 24 are spending about 58% of their money on essentials. Mm-hmm. But what we're also quite interesting to see is that they've got quite a strong brand affinity. And while they do that, they spend quite a lot also on fast food, entertainment, and what has been quite interesting for me is on self-care. And then what we also see is that as they get older, you see more of balanced budgeting, more money going to kind of higher insurance and loan repayments. So you can actually see that shift between when they're kind of your younger youth as compared to a bit of an older youth.
Yeah, and that does make perfect sense. And the self-care, I think that's a great idea. What also jumped out at me was around home loans, and this is data from January 23 through to April of this year. 40% of new home loan inquiries at Standard Bank were from the youth, from clients under the age of 35. They are out there and buying their home, and in most cases, I imagine, it's probably their first home if they're under 35. And that really, I don't want to be sort of dismissive of it, but it's a really big adult step to take for when you're relatively young.
And it's quite an interesting one, especially if you compare that to some European countries, right? Mm. So what we're seeing in our own data is that home ownership, of at least first-time home ownership, is actually on an increase for this age bracket. Mm. And then if you compare with certain countries in Europe, it's actually more of in a decline. So it's actually more youth actually want to own homes, and we're seeing that in our data.
Okay, and that is, I mean, I often say that South Africans love to own their homes, and the data is perhaps there. I imagine there's also a lot of car financing. Are we seeing a lot of car finance requests coming through from the youth?
Yes, we're seeing quite a lot of that. So what we're seeing is that of the total car financing that we're doing, just over 35% of vehicle finance is actually coming from people under the age of 35. And most of the youth actually who are buying those cars don't have a deposit. And I mean, it actually quite makes sense, right? Especially that a lot of them are starting their first job. They don't necessarily have that deposit. And therefore, a big reliance on kind of your balloon payments. But we're also seeing that is that there's also a big need to take on kind of your used cars. So we see used cars coming through from VW, your Toyotas, as well as your Suzukis. But what has been quite a noticeable one has been kind of your Chery cars. We've always made an assumption that it's more kind of a car that is more speaks to the needs of an older time base. Yeah. But the data is actually showing us otherwise.
And are the youth, I mean, I would imagine the answer is surely yes. In terms of the car that they're buying, or perhaps the home, that the loan that they are applying for, they're buying and at lower price points than perhaps the older generation, simply because, again, they're early in their career and their earning potential. Is that reflecting through in the data?
100%. Let me give you kind of a data point. So what we're seeing in terms of home ownership, so the average loan size that we're seeing there is about 1.3 million for your younger generation. And I think it makes sense simply because, I mean, it's not like, I mean, you just entered the job market. You have not worked for such a long time, right? Therefore, you will see a smaller loan price. But it does not mean that you don't see kind of the larger ones are coming through. But mostly it's around at that price range. And this is actually not so different to what we're seeing also in the market. So this actually aligns to what we're seeing in terms of what the overall market as well.
You mentioned that Liberty is included in that. This, of course, long-term insurance saving. Are the youth saving? Are they investing?
So they are saving, but not at the levels that we would like them to save at. We see youth prioritizing funeral cover and type of kind of your tax-free savings accounts, which is a good start, right? But we would like to see them getting more kind of your longer-term type of products, as well as getting more into kind of your life covers. But we're also seeing that our stash product, the Liberty Stash product, is actually quite a popular product amongst the youth. And I guess it's because, you know what, it makes it easy for you to save, you know, smaller amounts, starting at, you know, save 10 cents a day, you know, type of situation. And that helps in terms of save. So it makes it more kind of by chunk, right? You don't have to have this huge amount to save, but it gets you to save from really a small amount every day.
The Liberty Stash product, and I remember when it came out, I remember chatting around it on my show. I mean, that is essentially, as you say, it's small amounts of savings sort of day-to-day from your day-to-day spending that then gets invested into the market or into cash, or perhaps even both. And a great easy way to start small but grow over time.
100%. So, I mean, and what is even more exciting about it is that you can even animate it to say it's got this thing around sweat, stash when you're load shedding, sweat when it's sunny, sweat where, I mean, stash when you're sweating, etc. Right? Which is, as you are doing your daily type of lives, it actually helps you to stash more money, which makes it easier for you to save on a daily basis.
Yeah, I'm seeing actually something on the social media. It's the 10 cents challenge. And I know we all think 10 cents. It's 10 cents. It's nothing. But you know what? When you're young and you do that often enough and you wait until you're 65, time will turn that 10 cents into a whole bunch more. We'll leave it there. Tiamu Mulanda, Head Youth and Mass Market Segments, Standard Bank. Appreciate the time.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.